It's a big day for our very own Sam Baker. The local host of Morning Edition is marking his 25th anniversary at KERA. He's celebrating by taking the day off. He's off on some much-deserved vacation. But we couldn't let the day pass without marking his 25 years on the air in North Texas. So much has changed in Dallas-Fort Worth in 25 years. Mayors, skylines, traffic. At least one thing hasn't. When you tune into KERA each weekday morning, a familiar voice greets you.
4 minutes after 6, at 6:31, this is at 7:31, I'm Sam Baker. This is Morning Edition.
For 25 years, Sam Baker has brought North Texans the news that's defined a generation. From the September 11th terrorist attacks, to Hurricane Katrina, to this summer's deadly police shootings. He's also moderated debates, and for several years he hosted a show on KERA-TV, On the Record.
Yesterday, Dallas voters approved the city's bid to spend $125 million in public funding for a new downtown sports arena. The election.
Bob Ray Sanders was a panelist on the program. He worked for several years at KERA and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
I was immediately jealous of him because of his voice. And it was so effortless and it was so smooth and it was so engaging. I don't know how many people realize just what a great interviewer he is.
You seem to be one of those people who seem to be in the right place at the right time when it comes to important issues or decisions that affect society. Do you ever wonder why you?
You can't tell how he feels about a subject hearing him interview. That is something that is lost in a lot of journalism today. No one could have imagined that there was a person out there who would be as good as Sam Baker is, and who also just happened to be African American, and came in. And there was no fanfare about that. It was just, this is who he is.
Yolette Garcia worked at KERA in 1991 when Sam was hired from a public radio station in Tulsa.
There are two things that I admire about Sam. First, he is a superb writer, especially under pressure. Secondly, I don't know how he gets up at pre-dawn hours every morning to do the news for years.
Sam Baker never calls in sick. During ice storms, he drives on slick roads in the middle of the night to get to the KERA studio. For Sam, a Beaumont native, it's simply a dedication to the news. And it's a dedication to his audience, listeners like Carol Reardon.
I came to North Texas in 1994, so that's how long I've been listening to KERA. In those early years, I was a working mom, and Sam Baker was the calm presence in my crazy mornings.
Reardon just returned to Texas after a year away in South Carolina.
The first morning I woke up in Texas, I tuned the clock radio into KERA and heard Sam's voice. And that, just like the barbecue I'd had the night before, told me I was home.
There's a rich radio history in Dallas-Fort Worth, but very few people have been in one place so long and kept that continuity. And to do that for that long and still have that freshness is amazing to me. And I know the community loves it.
Delivering the news with his own distinct style, that's the Sam Baker we've all known and trusted for 25 years. Eric Austin, KERA News.